Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey is a 21-year member of our Brain Trust. He is an award-winning journalist. I was there when it happened. He's the author of three outstanding books on being home-based, and he makes that, being home-based, look cool. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me back yet again.
Good to have you back, as always. So, Jeffrey, I was home-based early on and was for a couple of years till my clients thought it was weird, and so I had to move downtown. They didn't like meeting me in my home office. They wanted me. So, anyway, that's another story.
But, hey, Jim, out of the bathrobe, pal, okay? Yeah, we don't mind meeting you here.
Just
get dressed for work.
So, yeah, they didn't like the jammies, the poo jammies.
Exactly.
Anyway, so.
Taking this business casual to whole new levels.
So, one of the things that I would do, though, when I started my consulting company, I would get up every morning, and even if I knew I was going to be at work, be home most of the day, I would get up and I would get dressed as if I were going to a 70-story high-rise office. Put my uniform on, so to speak, and if I didn't have something to do specifically at home, I got out, and by mid-morning, I was out in the marketplace. I was somewhere where I could see people face-to-face, and I'm convinced that that was the key to my success, not staying inside too much. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, working from home or working from an office, no matter where you work from, it can be an inherently, in a way, an isolating experience. Mm-hmm. It can be something that we go in, we do our jobs. I mean, I have a buddy of mine who's a programmer for a tech firm. He's a development manager, and he's got headphones on. He's listening to music, staring mm-hmm. in his cube or office, wherever he is, and staring at a computer monitor, and you end up spending your day doing that. Or if you work from home, you end up spending your day, your time in your home office. You might be on the phone with people, you might be emailing people, you might be corresponding, but you're not seeing human beings out mm-hmm. there. And it's a very isolating experience. And we have found that, you know, if we don't make deliberate efforts to, I don't want to say overcome it, but just to change, do a little pivot in how we do that. You know, think about, you become, whether it's isolated, you lose out on business opportunities, you mm-hmm. lose out on networking, you lose out on just friendships that you otherwise would have if you took that opportunity to just get out there, as the commercial used to say.
We're still analog
humans.
We're still the same beings that created tribes and townships and villages. We're still the same. We still have the same primordial innate need to make contact with other humans. And doing it digitally is as handy, is so handy. It's amazing how much work I get done with that kind of technology, Jeff, but it's not really fundamentally who we are.
It's in addition to, it should be, you know, digital connection should be in addition to. It's like I hate receiving, you know, a holiday greeting. I don't hate it, but receiving a holiday greeting from somebody, like one of those e-cards that you'll get, that you
right.
click here to open it up and says, Happy Holidays.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what does it take to put a stamp? And you know, even when I send out holiday cards and I sign them. You know, I'll write a little salutation and mm-hmm. I sign it and I handwrite the envelope. What does it take? What does it take to pick up the phone and say hello to a friend, or to say, hey, Jim, I'm, you know, if we were in the same town, hey, Jim, I'm, you know, what are you doing for lunch today? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a gentleman, a business thinker named Ken Ferrazzi, who wrote a book, Never Eat Alone.
Yep.
And the concept is, and that's, you know, it's both a networking book, it's a business development book, it's a relationship book. It's never eat alone. If I have to go out today, I have a meeting, for example, next week with a client in Miami at like 9 a.m., I know two other people who are in the same general area. I'm meeting one for coffee at 11 and another one for lunch at 1. You know, I mean, I could have been home by, you know, by 11 o'clock and, you know, back into my home office. But I said, take this opportunity. It's almost something, I'm not big on resolutions, but it's kind of something I resolved to do this year is just get out more. And two of these relationships, the people I'm meeting, they generally are not in a position to steer work my way or make referrals. We're not in that level of business, but they're friends, you know, that I've met through business.
And so folks, one thing I want to point out here, Jeff, if Jeffrey and I were having this conversation 20 years ago when we started having these conversations, people would have been listening thinking, what are they talking about? Of course you go out. Of course you get out. This is the issue that we're discussing is a relatively new thing, isn't it, Jeff?
It's a return to you know, back to the future kind of thing in a crazy sense that, yeah, like you said, people used to do this. I mean, it used to be, go back 20 years, not as many people obviously worked from home or in sort of that isolated experience, but the book wasn't written for work for homers, you know, work from homers. It wasn't written for home officers. It was written for anybody who's out doing sales or networking or relies on referral in one way or another to generate business. So it's not that I'm home based, so I need to get out and meet people because I'm all by my lone here. It's because if you generate business through relationships of any sort, in a position to help someone else out, right, you know, through a relationship, and you got to eat lunch, you know, you might as well do it with somebody. And you can write it off, you know.
Well, that's right. And the thing is, folks, we have to do this, Jeff. It's important that we talk about this. That and John Nesbitt, I refer to him six times a week. He prophesied this 40 years ago. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. I've named that the Nesbitt Razor, Jeff, and it's the truth. And it's not just an actual fact. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we want. It's actually now become a metaphor for multiple ways that we use technology that's good for us, but that also has some consequences that are not good for human beings, for analog humans. Last thoughts.
Absolutely. I mean, just because we have it doesn't mean, you know, just because we can text doesn't mean we should use that other function on the phone that looks like a little handset.
You know what I say, Jeffrey? Somebody. Just because we can doesn't mean that we should. Quick break, right back with Jeffrey Zabar. We got more to come with this guy after the break. 20 after. Stay with us. I don't care where it goes.
Gonna climb a mountain. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.